Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston's Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Welcome in our guy B. Scott to the mix. And I'm jumping right into this because there's a lot of things happening simultaneously. So, there's people that are still responding to how they're dealing with stuff. Somebody said they remember 83 and 84, and that's why they say the shooting range is their mechanism to deal with stuff. I get it. Go shoot at things.
Put some pictures on the target.
Yeah, I ain't mad at you there. And then there's other people that are making the association of things that are similar from 83 to 2025. Mm-hmm. I'll let you get to some of those later, but one of them is not even something that everybody would know from the 512 on the text line. They said they were 9 when UH lost to NC State. Their son is 9 and went through the same thing. Like, that is going to be a trauma bond that I bet is sickening to have for the next generation.
Passing down the tradition.
That's
of choking in the big moment.
Hate it.
Never in a million years. Never, ever, ever would I have imagined it'd be so uncanny, so surreal. I was sitting there in the dark rooms. How long ago it was? 1983. I was in the dark room.
Y'all didn't have light back then?
No, we had actual cameras and film that you had to develop.
I just had to take it. It was there.
And David King was in the corner playing his guitar. We're watching the game, and he's smoking a joint. And I can tell you everything that was going on in there. And I was, we stopped work, and we're watching North Carolina State and U of H. We had covered that team. I'd been to U of H games at Hoffheinz and here at G. Raleigh White. And it was just like jaw-dropping. I can take myself to that exact moment. And B. Scott, I could take myself for the rest of my life to that exact moment yesterday. Just unreal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it reminded me of a lot of things. I can take myself to the exact moment. I'm talking about like Houston sports moments overall, like 2019 Astros Game 7 of the World Series. Right, I was right here in this building
Before
in that back
going.
Studio diagonal from us.
B. Scott, I
felt that.
Hold on. We can't start bringing in other trauma and layering it on top.
It felt similar. Like it felt the same way.
You're
the 2019 season of the Texans losing it and blowing it to the Chiefs. Like I started to think of all of these moments like, okay, here we go again with this. I mean, you can even isolate it to the U of H moments. Obviously, I was not alive for the Five Slamma Jamma era.
Right.
So for me, with U of H, the cool part about it is that they even got here.
Yeah.
Because for my whole existence, which is 35 years now, which is a solid number, they had not been relevant up until Kelvin Sampson got here.
Yeah.
Up until the past decade of him being here. So like I don't know of them being in a position like this until now. So like that part of it is cool for me, but if I'm just looking at it from a Houston sports fan overall, I got moments of reference to go to and say, man, here we go again with this.
All right, so let's step away from this for a little bit to give us a little bit of
We got, we got into B. Scott's thoughts a little earlier.
I know. That's why I was like, let's save it. This is supposed to be the respite. This is where we talk about the NFL. Yeah, all right, sorry, gentlemen. NFL. Let's have a little bit of a game here, which ultimately, I'm going to be honest, might make you mad. I got 10 players on the board, 10 names on the board, fellas. It is your job to tell me who, according to Bucky Brooks of NFL.com, are the top 10 NFL defenders to build around in the year of our Lord 2025. Again, the top 10 NFL defenders.
Have you seen the list?
To build around.
Let's alternate.
In 2025. All right, fellas. So y'all can do it however y'all want to do. Y'all can come to an agreement. Let's see how many you guys come up with.
Top 10.
Yes, defenders to build around.
Well, Myles Garrett has to be on the list.
That is correct.
I was going to say Myles Garrett.
He is number 2 on the list, according to Bucky Brooks. Say, okay, there you go. I appreciate
I'll
you.
Say Micah Parsons.
Number 1 on the list, Micah Parsons, to build around.
Micah Parsons.
According to Bucky Brooks, the ultimate front line hybrid force, excelling as an off-ball linebacker and line of scrimmage pass rusher in a scheme that allows him to see ball, get ball.
When are we going to go full Homer here?
Oh, no, I'm trying to avoid it.
Y'all got top 2. This is a good start for you, fellas. Top 10.
I'm going to give you a curveball here and give you a chance here and go with, what's the correct Bosa brother?
Nick
Bosa. Yeah, Nick Bosa.
You did a good job.
Yeah.
Number 5, Nick Bosa is
like
a good
I'm gonna
one.
I messed this up.
Yeah, Joey just ended up in Buffalo. Yeah. I'm sure he'll be solid, but no, Nick's the good
one.
Really he plays
bad.
For San Francisco.
I'm really bad with that.
I'm going to try to avoid the Texans, although I think one of them might be in the top 5 or 6. I'm going to say Patrick Surtain.
We're 4 for 4 here. Number 3, Patrick Surtain, the second cornerback, reigning defensive player of the year, obviously.
This is tough.
Oh, I just thought of one. Okay.
I'm interested.
I just thought of one.
I don't see anybody playing along in the text
I was
line
about
just
out.
Yet.
That was about my list right there.
You were like, those
outside
are the ones.
Of the Texans.
I'm going to go ahead and go Homer and go Will Anderson now.
Unfortunately.
Wow. I was going to say
not on the board.
Wow.
Will Anderson Jr.
I know the suspense for the Texans fans was killing them. I went on and got you a text.
The other one I thought it was TJ Watt.
TJ Watt.
All right.
On the board, number 4. So you guys have the top 5, which again, Micah Parsons, Myles Garrett, Patrick Surtain, TJ Watt, Nick Bosa, but no Will Anderson Jr. Y'all feel like keep going or you just want me to give you the rest?
I'm
going to
go ahead and say Derek Stingley.
He is not on the board. Do you see why I brought this up? Are you starting to feel?
Who made it over Derek Stingley?
That's right.
Who were the other 5? Will Anderson Jr.
You're going to. I'm glad that the last guess that you had was Derek Stingley Jr., correct?
That was going to be my first guess.
Yeah.
Number 6, Sauce Gardner.
Oh, wow.
All right.
The 2-time All-Pro has been as good as advertised as a shutdown corner for the Jets.
Throw this Bucky list Brooks. Away.
Sauce Gardner immediately made his mark as a sticky man-to-man defenders, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop, so on and so forth, defensive player of the year.
What's this, 2023?
Yeah. What are we doing here, dog? Yeah. Going further, Max Crosby ends up on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Roquan Smith ends up on the list as an off-ball linebacker. Mm-hmm. Dexter Lawrence, Jalen Carter, all pretty solid players. Aiden Hutchinson, by the way, not on here. That's
yeah,
a good
I was
going to
say, how does Aiden Hutchinson not make the list?
And maybe it's because he's coming back from injury.
Doing well, by the
he's
way.
He's still really young.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you're doing this as building around in 2025, if you're building around, I just do not have any understanding as to how you do not have a Houston, Texas defender or multiple Houston, Texas defenders on
I'd go so far as to say
here.
I'd put Stingley ahead of Will Anderson.
I
interesting.
Would.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, no, yeah. I still think a all-pro and all-pro level edge defender is still more valuable than an all-pro level corner. I still think that. But, I get you. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't think you can really go wrong there.
Yeah.
But for neither of them to be on the list and to have, and with all due respect to Roquan Smith, who was an excellent football player.
Like, Figgy's like, who?
But, like.
my thing is build around him.
Yeah, you're not building it. Like, you would. To me, a Roquan Smith is an absolute luxury item to have.
Yeah, yeah. Like he's not the cornerstone.
Yeah, if you have a linebacker as good as Roquan Smith, I mean, let's go.
Yeah.
But, like, that's not what you're not building your defense and saying, you know what I need to start it with?
Yeah.
Roquan Smith, and then go from there.
Yeah.
Like, that is
exactly.
Nonsense.
Yeah, so I found that to be incredible. And I was going to ask the question, which of those texts would you put higher?
I was going to say, or Sauce Gardner for that matter.
What
are we doing there?
That's the one that I was like, that's the immediate like disrespect. Just not getting any of these guys in the top
10.
Because
their defense is actually built around Quinnen Williams, who I think would be on that list higher than Sauce Gardner for me. Like kind of going with the same thought process of building it up front and then from front to back. But, like, I would build my defense around Quinnen Williams over Sauce Gardner and probably, like, just lean toward, you know, up front, you know, guys up front to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he had a putrid season last year.
Mm-hmm. Compared, oh, Sauce? Yeah, yeah. No, the timing of that, like Figgy said, what is this, 2023? What is it, 2022? I mean, like, yeah. I'm saying, to me, that's a... That is either, like, just going with what you've been saying, like how you say a thing because you said it before and you never check back to see if it's still true, or, like, we need to check and see. Who is it? Bucky Brooks, you said, made this list?
Typically really, really good.
We need to see if, like, they got, like, agents in common or if they boys or something. Like, I don't know. There's something's got to be going on there.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what particularly went into this evaluation, but I don't know how I get there. All right, some other things around the NFL. Did you see this? Adam Schefter reported this yesterday. And I'm interested to see kind of what you guys are thinking on what the Panthers are doing here, where they're signing former D1 college basketball player Colin Granger to develop into a tight end. So Colin Granger played basketball at Coastal Carolina, played basketball at Coastal Carolina. Hasn't played football since the eighth grade, and he is 5 years removed from his college basketball career, and they are signing him to develop into a tight end. And so, first and foremost, what do you guys think? And secondly, and maybe this is where I should start, what are the chances that he actually plays in an NFL?
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game.
Oh, like, yeah, gotta be low, right? Oh, well, I mean, plays in a game, probably maybe not that low. How good?
I still think that's incredibly low.
He could play in a game, I think, if they think he's, you know, good enough and physical enough to sign, and if they do develop him enough to, you know, either be on a practice squad or something like that. Like, I could see him playing an NFL game. How likely is it that he's actually, like, an impactful player that we talk about after this exact moment? Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty low. But I think it's interesting to do because we've seen it work before with basketball players turn tight ends. To me, it's more of a matter of can his body actually take – because, I mean, it's obviously a difference, a huge difference physically going from basketball to football. Can his body hold up and withstand that? And then is he physical enough to actually play football? Because, I mean, it's a totally, totally different thing. So it's going to be more about him than I think necessarily you know, just sort of the idea of it. It's like, can this specific guy do it?
I have a slightly different opinion on that. I think, because I read the story yesterday afternoon doing nothing. So I was reading the story.
You weren't doing nothing. You were reading, clearly.
He actually has been working on this. And I think he signed with a former, like a trainer, a football trainer or something like that. So he has had designs on making the switch. It's not like, hey, you want to play football? You know, so yes, it's a very low chance that he plays in the NFL, but maybe not as low as you guys think, because I think he's been working on it. He's worked with football guys. And then the other thing that I'm thinking about is tight end is not like we used to think it is. It's just, it's a finesse position.
Yeah,
now.
That's
you
true.
Know, it's a finesse position where a big guy like that, I think he's got a chance.
And football does seem to be the sport where they are able to take athletes, and I just mean like from whatever sport, whether it's soccer, basketball, water polo, or whatever it is. I know that didn't work
rugby,
out.
Rugby, my lotto.
Bad example.
but I'm just saying, though, like he played in a game, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, so like, and then we never talked about him again for the most part. So like, that's a great example of it. Like, you can take an athlete.
That's what I'm saying.
From another sport and turn them into a football seems to be the most. The sport that does that the most. Now, how good is he going to be?
He did do a pro workout. I mean, they signed him after working him out.
So yeah.
There's something there.
The thing that I've always leaned on that I was amazed by is I'm typically used to the tight ends that, you know, the ones that we get on the broadcast, like, you know, he played basketball.
Yeah.
They usually also played football at a relatively high level.
Right.
He has not. So, like, training is cool, But doing the training and playing in organized football, sure, especially at the highest level, is an entirely different thing. And I've seen guys do something similar. Like, I'll lean on Rico Gathers, who I remember him being a guy that did that. And it took him a while to get into a place where he was actually participating in real life football things, as opposed to just kind of getting up to speed to the NFL level. It was multiple years.
See, I think you can get him physically ready to play football.
Yes.
But what about the mental side of, like, the getting hit part? Like, if he hasn't been hit in a football game since the eighth grade, and then somebody, and then somebody's going to come block him in the NFL
game.
That's
a grown ass man.
Not somebody.
That's a grown ass man.
Those guys. Yeah.
That's right. What I'm saying. Well, any of those guys in the NFL, right? Like, you skipped all of these steps. You never got hit in high school, never got hit in college, and you skipped all the way to the NFL, and now you're going to, like you're going to chip Micah Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to club you, and like and you're going to be out of breath. He's going to knock the
Bop
wind
you
out
on
of
top
you.
Of your head.
I hadn't even thought about that. Like, what does the tackles feel like? Don't worry, dog. We're going to give you some chip help. Here come basketball man to come chip.
That's not like running motion with Coastal Carolina against the SWAC or whoever, whatever
the
other
SWAC.
I'm just saying, like, it's not. That's not mid-level college basketball.
What was that school that Kelvin Sampson mentioned last night? Was
I forgot.
Yeah, so Sasquatch
State.
Yeah, this is not Sasquatch State, dog.
In the Toy Poodle League.
Yeah,
man, that's Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or Joey Bosa at that point.
Or Joey Bosa. Yeah, man, nah, that's different. Yeah.
All right, so there's that. I know you guys saw this. Jalen Milroe accepted an invite to the draft in Green Bay. Obviously, the draft happening in Green Bay. And typically, the folks who are invited to these things are guys that they expect to be drafted in the first round. I was flabbergasted to see Jalen Milroe, a quarterback who people were asking him to run so they could see if he could change positions, going in the first round. Or, like, in theory, this is what it means, that he would go in the first round. Like, would you have accepted this invite if you were Jalen Milroe? Because my answer is flatly, absolutely not.
Look, not as a quarterback. Now, I think Jalen, I hate doing this. But okay, I think,
all right, come up here, Bill Polian. Go ahead and talk about how he needs to play wide receiver.
I think Jalen Milroe could make a hell of a Roquan Smith.
Linebacker.
Yeah,
he is stout.
I mean, I really do. But that part aside, no, I don't. Look, this to me, as far as, like, you know, him getting drafted as a quarterback in the first round, this just speaks to the desperation of the position. We talked about this quite a bit. Like, there is a thirst, dying of thirst for a quarterback. And Jalen Milroe, I wouldn't have thought to have been a top three or four quarterback to go in this draft, much less to actually make it into the first round. But, yeah, man, I mean, if his intel might be different from our conventional wisdom,
right,
and more power to him if it
players
is.
Players can't believe intel.
Yeah, no, it's lion season.
That's how you get out here looking crazy.
Hey, we're going to draft. If you're there, we're going to pick you. How many times you heard that?
unless he's just not that embarrassed by the idea of not getting picked by going, which I think is fine. Like, I don't think you have to look at it as a...
It's a free trip to Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, if you like football, I mean, that might be good for you. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think we have to look at it as humiliation necessarily.
Fair enough. I personally would, though. I'm just that's my personal disposition, and that's fair.
I'd rather do it just watch from the crib.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I've always thought, even if you are slated to be the first pick, I'd much rather personally, and of course it's a personal preference, like, put on just a real cool party with my people, and then, you know, do my interviews, whatever, and then pop back over to this party.
But he's a quarterback for Bama, so, like, there's Bama, a lot of Bama guys are probably going to get drafted. That normally happens, so it might just be a party in Green Bay for
it
the Bama
It very well
guys.
Might be, yeah. So, more power to Jalen Milroe. Like, I'm actually thinking, like, is this even for him as a quarterback? Like, could he be on his Logan Thomas, where here you go, now you're a tight end, and a pretty solid one at that in the way that this goes. I don't know. But I was like, hey, all right, taking that. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, why are you flabbergasted? Jalen Milroe is a product of Texas high school football. automatically makes him an elite NFL quarterback. Yeah. All right,
shout out to Kate.
I don't even have to look who that is.
Yeah. Shout out to Ocho. Right, I don't even have to look.
That's Ocho reaching across. Is that Ocho reaching across the aisle?
He doesn't often do that.
Isn't Ocho east side? I thought.
Yeah, he absolutely is.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, that's solid of you, Ocho.
He's like, look, man, that's one of those. We might be here.
I didn't have to look.
We might beef here, but when it comes to the national stage, we got some solidarity around these parts. All right, B-Scott in the building, in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, which means coming up next, let's get into B-Scott's thoughts. I have a feeling that we're going back to the national championship game. We'll do it next.